This is from the Namastaka by Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami has written this 8 verses glorifying the holy names of Krishna. I think everyone has a copy of this, yes? 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 O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, which are the crown jewel of all the Vedas. They are worshipping the holy names. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Sukadeva. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. Parastas tvam harinam samsrayami. I take complete shelter of you. This is just what we're talking about, and this is what Srila Rupa Goswami is saying. I take complete shelter of you, O holy names. 2. O Harinam, O names sung by the sages, O transcendental syllables that bring bliss to the people, even if you are spoken only once and even if you are spoken disrespectfully, you at once remove the many harsh sufferings of everyone. O sun of the holy name, sun because it illuminates, even the dim light of your early dawn gives the sight of pure devotion to those who are blind to the truth. Namabhas. What learned person in this world is able to describe your transcendental glory? The Vedas declare that although meditation on personal Brahman cannot bring freedom from past karma, O holy name, your appearance at once makes all karma disappear. O holy name, text 5, I pray that my love for you and your many forms, such as Agadamana, the crusher of Agasura, Yasodanandana, the son of Yashoda, Nanda Shuno, son of Nandamaraj, Kamalayana, O lotus eye, Gopi Chandra, O moon of the gopis, Vrindavendra, Vrindavanendra, king of Vrindavan, Pranata Karuna, merciful to the surrendered souls, and Krishna, I pray that my love for you and your many forms may greatly increase. What a prayer, that my love for you, the holy names, may increase. O holy name, six. O holy name, you are manifested in two forms. One, the supreme person described by the holy name. And two, the sound vibration of the holy name. We know that the second form is more merciful than the first. The holy name, the sound vibration, who is more merciful than the first, than the Lord. Even a person who commits many offenses to the first form may become always plunged into an ocean of bliss by serving the second with his voice. O name that destroys the many sufferings of they who take shelter of you, O name that is the form of delight and intense spiritual bliss, O name that is the festival of happiness for Gokul, O perfect and complete holy name of Lord Krishna, I bow down and offer my respects to you. I bow down and offer my respects to you. O holy name of Lord Krishna, O life and soul of Narada's Veena, O flood of thick, sweet nectar moving in waves, please appear in my tongue and reveal the transcendental mellows of love. That's Rupa Goswami's words describing the glory of the holy name. Now there is one song also in, it's the last song of Sharanagati, of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs. It's quite astounding. It's called Nama Mahatmya, the glories of the holy name. It starts, Krishna Nama Dare Kotabal, that Krishna's name, how much power does Krishna's name possess? inestimable, because how much power does the unlimitedly powerful possess? Unlimited. And how do we express that? How do we conceive of that? So listen to this song. It's a teeny bit long. There's 8 verses. But it's very, very important, because sometimes we're not sure how we can make advancement. But we've been saying how to make advancement. But how far can our advancement go? Just by following these simple practices, chanting and everything. This verse tells us, this song tells us. What power does the name of Krishna possess? Krishna nam dhare, kotoval. My heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires, just like a desert scorched by the rays of the sun. The holy name, entering the core of my heart through the holes of my ears, it showers unparalleled nectar upon my soul. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur expressing his realizations. The holy name speaks from within my heart. It moves onto the tip of my tongue, and it constantly dances on my tongue in the form of transcendental sound. My throat becomes choked up, my body shivers again and again, and my feet cannot remain still. Rivers of tears flow from my eyes. Perspiration completely soaks my body. All my skin thrills with rapture. My hairs stand on end, and my complexion turns pale and discolored. My mind grows faint. I begin to experience devastation, and my entire body is shattered in a flood of ecstatic emotions. While causing such an ecstatic disturbance, the holy name showers liquid nectar on my heart and drowns me in the ocean of divine love of Godhead. He does not allow me to understand anything, for he has made me truly mad by having stolen away my mind and all my resources. Such is the behavior of him in whom I have taken shelter, the holy name. I am not capable of describing all of this. The holy name of Krishna is independent and thus acts on his own sweet will. Krishna and Krishna's name are the same, and Krishna is a person and the holy name is a person. Krishna is Swatantra. What does Swatantra mean? Independent. Krishna is the only one who is independent. We imagine we're independent, but we are completely dependent. But Krishna is independent. He acts as he likes. But there are things that we can do that will not force him, but make him inclined to be merciful to us. His mercy is causeless. We cannot force him to give it to us. But if we act with devotion and simplicity of heart, then he's inclined. He wants to be merciful to us. So, the holy name of Krishna is independent, because Krishna is independent and Krishna's holy name is none different. It acts as it likes. In whatever way he becomes happy, the holy name, that is also my way of happiness. The holy name is the bud of the flower of prema, of divine love. And it is the very abode of astonishing mellows. Such is the power he manifests that when his holy name starts to blossom a little further, it then reveals his own divine form and qualities. Thus my heart is taken directly to Krishna. Blossoming fully, the flower of the holy name takes me to Braja, me to Goloka Vrindavan. It takes me to Krishna's eternal realm, the holy name. It takes me to Braja and reveals to me his own love dalliance. The holy name reveals the pastimes of Radha and Krishna to me and reveals my own spiritual form. The name gives to me my own eternal spiritual body. It keeps me right by Krishna's side, and it completely destroys everything related to this mortal frame of mind, to the material body. The name of Krishna is a transcendental touchstone, Nama Chintamani Krishnas. A mine, like a gold mine, a mine of all devotional mellows. We should take all the sweetness of devotion from the holy name. It is eternally liberated, and it is the embodiment of pure rasa, the mellow of our relationship with Krishna. When all impediments, all things that stand in the way of the pure chanting of the holy name are taken away and destroyed, then my happiness will know its true awakening. A nice song, much better than what the children listen to on the radio and the or the MP3s or download from the internet. What power does the name of Krishna possess? It possesses all the power that Krishna possesses. It will take us to Braja Goloka Vrindavan. It will give us our spiritual body, our Siddha Deha. It will reveal to us and bring us to Krishna's side and show us Krishna's pastimes. Now, in one book by one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, there's a little interview. And someone asked him, he was a contemporary of Srila Prabhupada, someone asked him if he ever met Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he said, no, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur left this world in 1914, and I joined in 1926, 12 years later. So then the person asked, did you ever meet anyone who met Bhaktivinoda Thakur? And he said, there was one Parvat Maharaj who lived next door to Bhaktivinoda Thakur when he passed his old age in Godrum. Raise your hand if you've ever been to Godrum, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house in Mayapur. No. Some other time you should go there. It's so nice. So this Parvat Maharaj, when he was a young boy, he lived next to Bhaktivinoda Thakur when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was old. So Parvat Maharaj said there was only a partition wall, a small wall between his house and his own house and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's. That was at Surabhikunj. From about 3 o'clock in the morning, Bhaktivinoda Thakur would rise and he would begin chanting the name of Krishna, the Maha Mantra, at the top of his voice, loudly, Hare Krishna. And Parvat Maharaj described it like this, as though calling someone from afar. With this spirit, Bhaktivinoda Thakur would chant the holy name. Parvat Maharaj was astonished to see such behavior. There was a cement chair, and when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur felt tired, he took his seat and rested there a while. And then after some time, he would again wander in the garden, chanting at the top of his voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. With such animation in his voice, he was calling a person with this spirit, and not in a formal way, but with hankering. He was calling for the Lord. There was another thing I also heard about Bhaktivinoda Thakur from another source, Ram Gopal Vidyabhusan, an M.A. and a barrister at law. Ram Gopal Vidyabhusan told me, once we went to visit Bhaktivinoda, we had heard that a government officer, an educated man, had become a Vaishnava Babaji. So we went to see him, and someone amongst us asked, please speak something about Krishna and Krishna Nam, the holy name of Krishna. After a moment, Bhaktivinoda Thakur then said, oh, you want to hear something about Krishna? That is what you want? You want Krishna Nam? You want Krishna Nam? In this way, he continued for some time, Krishna, you are so fortunate. You have come to hear Krishna Nam. Thus, the consequence of that inquiry had such an influence on the mind and body of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he began to act as according to that song. He began to go into ecstasy. And there were different, all the ecstatic manifestations that were described in that song were manifested in the person of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. tears, falling faint, devastating, becoming mad, lost in thought. That gentleman, Ram Gopal Vidyabhusanan, said, I saw with my own eyes that all these symptoms were displayed in his body and mind. Simply upon hearing our inquiry, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you are so fortunate, you have come to hear Krishna Nam from me, Krishna, Krishna. In this way, he entered into another domain, and so many symptoms and expressions appeared in his body and mind, convulsions, tears, fainting, all these things. I heard this from an eyewitness. And the last song I would like to read, also by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, since we were hearing the third verse of the Shikshastak today, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written some Bengali songs on the Shikshastak. Now listen to this one song, because what is the third verse of the Shikshastak? Srina Rapi Srini Chayana Tarora Pisa Hisrana Amanina Manadena Kirtanya Sadhari. So he's going to teach us the mood. So there's a song. So he's written so many songs. If your mind is always absorbed in chanting the glories of Lord Krishna with great care, then by that process of Sri Krishna Kirtan, you will attain transcendental qualification. The mind being absorbed. So we tend to chant without the mind being absorbed. Yes? So therefore we don't get the result that we're looking for. So therefore again, we suggest that we chant while listening and absorbing the mind. You should give up all false pride and always consider yourself to be worthless, destitute. What does destitute mean? Impoverished, poor, lower and more humble than a blade of grass. You should practice forgiveness like that of a tree, and giving up violence towards other living beings, you should protect and maintain them. In the course of passing your life, you should never give anxiety to others, but rather you should do good to them while forgetting about your own happiness. When one has thus become a great soul, possessing all good qualities, one should abandon all desires for fame and honor and make one's heart humble. Knowing that Lord Krishna resides within all living creatures, one should with great respect constantly, consistently show honor to all beings. By possessing these four qualities, humility, mercifulness, respect towards others, and the renunciation of the desire for prestige, one becomes virtuous. In such a state, you may sing the glories of the Supreme Lord. Now, how do you feel when you hear this? You should be like this, and you should be like that, and you should be like this, and you should be like that. How do you feel? Huh? Thank you. How do you feel? Anyone else? Hopeless. Huh? And here's how Bhaktivinoda ends this song. Weeping, Bhaktivinoda submits his prayer at the lotus feet of the Lord. O Lord, when will you give me the qualification for possessing attributes such as this? So if we don't, if we have these, of course we will not think, oh yes, I have that. Now I've gotten humility. What's next for me to achieve? If we have them, we won't feel we have them. But if we don't have them, perhaps we also may not feel that we have them. And then, in either case, one will be in this mood of praying to the holy name, to the deities, to Krishna in all the ways we said, to please give me these qualities. Again, the same point, taking shelter of Krishna. Humility gives us the ability to take shelter of Krishna. That's the end of my presentation, except for we should chant a little bit now, and then there'll be time for some questions, if there's any questions. Okay, so what's, when we pick up our beads, what should we do right now? What should we be thinking? Well, what's the first quality we should pray for, I suggest? To be able to listen to one mantra. Oh, okay, so my mind doesn't want to do that. I'd rather pray for humility. I'd rather pray for anything. But do I have to listen? At least I'll have, my mind will have something to do if I'm always praying for other things. I'm praying for the class to be over, maybe. It's too long. But just try to listen. Try to listen. So we can chant. We'll chant a little together, and then we can try other things, other ways of chanting. But let's try together. But first, remember what we're trying to do now. We're just trying to listen, not chant with great love of Godhead. That will come naturally. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. How did you do? In that one mantra? Oh, pretty good. How did you do? You just got sat down. You didn't even... Okay, remember, we're trying to listen to one mantra. Just this one mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Whose mind is being quite good right now? Mine is also. Why is that? Let's not ask, let's just chant. But see, it happens that if the mind can become peaceful, it wants something, it wants to chant Krishna, it wants to. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, speed up. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Remind yourself, keep chanting, but remind yourself to listen to every mantra. One mantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Remind yourself to listen to one mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay. Hare Krishna, very nice, very nice chanting. Any questions or comments?
When you come to disappointment in some material sense, then the tendency is always to fall in this mood.
Neurosis. Yes, and that means the mode of ignorance. So, in life, what we have to learn how to do is watch where we go for shelter. Where does our mind go for shelter? So something difficult happens to you. So your mind gets sad and unhappy and thinks so many things. Yes? It's taking shelter of the mode of ignorance. Now, what are you going to do at the time of death? Where is your shelter going to be? So life is a practice. We should watch our mind and see where it looks for shelter. And we have to learn how to turn Namasraya, turn to Krishna's name, turn to Krishna for shelter. Very difficult. The mind becomes very obstinate. It wants to become unhappy, it wants to become miserable, it wants to become angry. And you try and say, you turn to Krishna. Try. And it won't do it. So then we know that we have a battle on our hands. We have a battle on our hands. And the mind has to become submissive enough or get enough taste that it turns to Krishna. When something terrible happens, Krishna, Krishna, I have no shelter but you. Yes, this terrible thing has happened. There is no one who can help me but you. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And the mind will not want to do that. Very dangerous. Because at the time of death, your mind is going to act just like that, but 100 times worse. So practice now.
But that's not what you were talking about. Self-conceit means thinking oneself of oneself in a proud way.
But when we're distressed, suke duke bolo nako vadune haritam korode, this is sadhana. This is the practice. Whether I'm happy or unhappy, I have to learn to turn to Krishna.
But
don't stop and listen to your mind and see what is. Am I proud now? Maybe I'm chanting, but I'm proud. I shouldn't be proud when I'm chanting. But then again, I'm feeling so bad about being proud when I'm chanting. I'm feeling terrible. I really feel terrible. Maybe I should become proud again. And then the mind will just take you out into a different universe. Just chant. Just chant. Just chant.
It's okay.
Yes, you have to. That is the way. Don't listen to your mind. Just constantly chant. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives that medicine. Sukhi dukhi bolo, whether you're proud, whether you're not proud, whether you're humble, just chant. Because if you're proud, the medicine is chanting. That will remove. Especially if you realize, I'm proud. And quickly you start chanting, Krishna, help me. You know the feeling? When you feel proud, there is a feeling when you feel that you're better than others.
A feeling comes to the heart, it swells up, and you're better than others. You like that feeling? Usually we like it. Otherwise, why would we keep it? But don't like that. And don't like the feeling of being weak. Just like one feeling. Krishna, Krishna, I'm no other shelter but you. Then you will feel safe and secure. Proud and neurotic self-indulgent, they are the same thing. You go back and forth between the two. Just Maya. But just take shelter of Krishna. Namaslaya kore jatinatuni. Don't listen to your mind tends to take you away. So many questions, so many things. I'm like that, I know. But just when it starts, you're chanting. And the mind says, are you chanting properly? I don't know if I'm chanting properly. And how can I find out if I'm chanting properly? I'm probably proud because I'm usually proud. Some days I'm proud. Yesterday I was proud, especially when someone gave me 100 rupees as a donation because I gave a good class. Oh, so I must have been proud. I was proud of that. But I gave a good class. It was so nice. And I don't just chant Hare Krishna. Now you're getting to the heart of the problem. Why should he be God? Why should I have to chant his name? You think it's not personal. Well, there's your answer. You've answered your question. But you're dealing with a person and you don't want to turn your back on him. So don't try to wonder too much about why when I get impersonal, you know, when it's just the mechanical thing, just as a person, a most wonderful person. But what I meant was the heart of the matter is we have turned our back on Krishna. We have a rebellion, and the primal sin, the first problem is we're envious of the Supreme Lord Krishna. That's the original cause. There's envy. But what you said, you gave the answer also. He's a person. Just like if I'm talking to you and we're having a very deep, intimate talk. And sometimes my mind tends to wander away. But because of our relationship, I bring it back and I'm listening very carefully and I'm responding to what you say. And then my mind suddenly leaves. And I want to be doing something else. You've been in that situation, and it's so obvious. You're talking to someone, and then they, and then how do you feel? You just leave also, especially when you're having a heart-to-heart talk, means no interest. So we shouldn't do that because he's a person, and the name is a person. The name is the same as the person. Abhinatvam namanamana. So if we treat him like a person, then we'll probably do very, very well. But we treat him impersonally, it doesn't work. But first we should just try and listen. It's simple. But when it can get complex with these type of questions, but it's basically the same answer. One is that you're interested in developing love for him. So on the order of Prabhupada and your Guru Maharaj, he's ordered you to do this, and even though sometimes it doesn't bring the greatest taste, without fail you do it anyway. That shows some determination and sincerity to achieve Krishna, so that's pleasing to Krishna. What to speak if we, the process of chanting well, with affection, you have to go through the stages of chanting poorly. That's like when you learn how to speak and communicate. You don't start speaking perfectly in the beginning. Little children, they speak poorly. So the parent hears the child going, ba, 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 ball, give me ball, 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 ball. And does the parents, what gives the parent pleasure? That the child has taken a step in the right towards something more wonderful. And he feels, naturally, the parent feels happiness. And it's so encouraging. And the same thing with Krishna. He's taken a step
towards me. It's not the end. The child isn't giving lectures. He's just saying, ball, ball, baba, mama. And the parent feels so much happiness. Very, very, very good. Because you have to speak poorly before you speak nicely. So we have to chant poorly, it seems, before we chant nicely. But we shouldn't. If the child, when he's 20 years old, is still going, baba, mama, ball, the parent's going to treat him differently. So the time we grow up, the mind becomes a little more peaceful and it helps develop a taste because it's namaparad to be inattentive. That's the first mantra, the first Chaito Darpana Marjanam. It tells us the power of the holy name to give us some inspiration to the chant. But then we don't get the taste. Why? Dudaivam, that's the second of the verses. Because we don't do it exactly properly. So then we try to do it exactly properly. We find out what we're doing when we try to do it properly. And then we find out that we're incapable of doing it properly. I thought I was the greatest of the great, and I'm incapable of doing this simple thing of listening to Krishna's names. So I must be actually very, very tiny and insignificant. So humility comes. That's the third verse. So it's not only convince us that we should chant by saying the glories of the Holy Name, but also explaining the process. And then if we become a little bit humble and think, I'd really like to gain what is to be gained by chanting the Holy Name, but it's clear that I'm not very capable, so I need help. Krishna, please help me. That's the product of humility. Kirtaniya Sadahari, the ability to chant. It's just like there's the kind of chanting that the shopkeepers do in Loy Bazaar when you're walking down. Hare Krishna Prabhu! Hare Krishna Prabhu! But what you hear them saying Hare Krishna Prabhu, but what are you hearing?
Give me your money.
Yeah, everyone knows. So you hear what's in their, not what's coming out of their mouth, you hear what's in their mind and heart. So simply if we can do that, certainly Krishna can do that. So when we actually want to develop some love of Krishna but feel that we're incapable and chant even in that mood, when Krishna hears the sincerity of our attempt, then he'll reciprocate with that. I find that all the time. I pray and ask for something and I don't get it. But as soon as I mean it, then immediately Krishna reciprocates. Not because he has to, but because he wants to, the sincere call. Like the baby. Like when the baby really cries for the mother, the mothers learn how to, the difference between when the baby is crying and really means it, and when the baby is crying and just wants some attention. And as soon as the baby is crying and really means that the mother must come immediately. It's just the nature of the relationship. So similarly, when we really mean it, Krishna, I need you. I need your service. I don't want anything else. Immediately Krishna comes. So the problem isn't on Krishna's side. It's that we don't quite mean it yet. So what do we do if we don't mean it yet? We associate with devotees, we hear the glories of the holy name, we read about what the material world is really like, we grow older and we experience what the material world is really like, and we keep chanting and gradually. Is that clear? So it's revealing the process. Mahaprabhu is revealing the process, the goal, the inspiration, everything. Did you want to ask something? Yes? Did you want to? Was that? No, okay. Just read Prabhupada's books and remember whenever you can that you're chanting but not listening. Or another thing you could do if you want to remember, you can give classes on that you're supposed to listen while you chant and then you and then that helps. Helps you remember. Yeah, that's the tendency. We hear, you come to Vrindavan, you hear, you get some inspiration, and you can't take it with you in the same with the same intensity that you can experience in Vrindavan. So we can think in one out of two ways. We can think, oh, I'm so unfortunate that I can't do this. Or I'm so fortunate that for a while I had the inspiration to try to be a good devotee and chant properly. So which is it better? Unless the first one will make you, then you'll just feel sorry for yourself and oh, this problem, that problem. That doesn't help at all. Unless you take shelter of Krishna quite quickly. Just think about oneself. It's no benefit, nothing. Not humility. Any other questions? Huh? You can also read it in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary on Shikshastak. Shikshastak. It's available around. I think Sava Bhavana has a translation. Sava Bhavana Prabhu. But it's Cheto Dharpada Manjanam, the cleansing of the heart. Mo Mahab Davagni Navaparam, the extinguishing of the forest fire of material distress. Shreyakaraiva Chandrika, the blossoming of the white lotus of our spiritual life, our good fortune. Vitaranam Vidyavaru Jivanam. One gets transcendental knowledge, comes automatically when one chants. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, an ever-increasing ocean of bliss. Patipatam Purnam Amrita Asvadanam, it gives us the taste that we're always hankering for. Savatma Snapanam, it bathes the soul in transcendental nectar. And in this way, the holy names are victorious. Param. Is that seven? That's Vidya Vadu Jivanam. Knowledge, Vidya. Vadu means wife, Jivanam, the life. So it means the life of the wife of transcendental knowledge. That's what it literally means. So this is how it's explained. Just as a wife naturally follows the husband, transcendental knowledge naturally follows the chanting of the holy names. In that sense, the holy names are the wife of the life of transcendental knowledge. And then you just say one mantra, that's all. So it's one mantra.
That's it.
Huh? Just one mantra. Huh? Yeah. We just remember, it's so simple. Just constant. And if you just hear one mantra and you hear nothing else, maybe better rounds than you've chanted for years. And the bombs. Yeah. Yes, it's hard to accept that it's that bad sometimes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And it's not that hard. And if you don't chant it that well, just try again. Don't give up, Mataji. Don't give up. Don't give up. Just keep trying. Yes, but just take the Maha Mantra with you and try to listen. If you have that kind of nature.
Yes.
But okay, here's the problem. Mataji said there's no class tomorrow to give an inspiration to try to concentrate while we chant. So anyone have any suggestions? Give a class to your mind, which is the same answer as Adi Purusha Prabhu was giving. Just take that thought when you're starting to chant. Oh, I have no inspiration to chant. I don't even have the strength to listen to one mantra. That's what's going on in the mind. So take that thought and just turn it to Krishna. Oh, Krishna, I need so much help in chanting this morning. I don't have the strength to chant. I don't have any desire to even chant one mantra. Unfortunate as I am, unless you help me, what can I do? So it's turned to humility. You follow what I mean? You understand what I mean? Whatever the mind gives us, give it to Krishna. Give it back to Krishna. What was the obstacle that you were talking about? What did you say?
Well,
before. So where will you go back to? What country?
Mauritius.
So you're there in Mauritius and say, here I am in Mauritius, so far from Vrindavan, without the support of Vrindavan, unless you help me, O holy names, what hope do I have? Please be merciful to me. I'm so little and tiny and insignificant and weak. Hare Krishna. Otherwise, we'll just start saying, I'm so unfortunate going, you know, here I am in Mauritius. And then you start arguing with everyone and being angry at everyone because you're feeling unhappy inside. But if you're living in Vrindavan all the time, it's also easy to you fall into the opposite. Oh, I live in Vrindavan. I'm a Vrishbasi. I can chant so easily. There's devotees around. I have so many friends. I'm invulnerable. But so that doesn't work either. So whatever obstacle is there, so if your mind, if you're living in Vrindavan and you're starting to think like that, then you say, oh, holy names, you've kindly allowed me to live in Vrindavan, but I'm so unfortunate that I'm becoming proud. It's just Prabhupada's mercy that I'm here, but I'm so proud. Unless you give me some, I'm starting to think that I'm a good devotee. Unless you give me some mercy and help, I'm going to have so much trouble. So please be merciful to me. I'm so weak. I can fall victim to the mind's crazy thoughts at any time. Please help me. Whatever the mind throws, give it to Krishna and turn it into humility. Easy to understand, hard to do. Because of lack of sincerity, because we're ready to go with the mind wherever it wants to take us. But it wants to take us to birth, to samsara, the wheel of samsara, a wicked mind, durmati, eman durmati, samsara vitare. So we should jeev jago, we should wake up. And we get so much help to wake up, don't we? Okay, thank you very much. Sri Harinam Prabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Sisi Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyama Sundar, Sisi Gaura Nitai ki jai, Gaura Bhaktivinoda.